This is an LTD Entertainment presentation. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Brian C. Pusey Safe Haven. I'm your host, Brian C. Pusey, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. Coming out here today to first off just let you guys know that whatever you're going through today or throughout this week does not get you down, and want to encourage you to keep moving forward in your journey. Hopefully it's a positive journey. If it's a negative journey, I pray that a little bit you turn around and come toward the light. Today I'm going to actually do something different I haven't done on my podcast before. I'm actually going to preach. That's right, guys. I know if you're not into hearing a sermon, I understand. Yeah, this is a new thing for me. Practically, I probably should have really prepared for this a little bit better. But, you know, sometimes that's not how it works. Sometimes you just go with the flow. You know, pretty much... the scripture is coming from Daniel chapter 3, verse 15. Now, if you are ready when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, drum, and entire musical ensemble to fall down and worship the statue that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be thrown into a furnace of blazing fire. And who is the God that will deliver you out of my hands? Now, the person saying this in this scripture is Nebuchadnezzar. He was a king during that time. I just wanted to let you know who's speaking this. Pretty much, if I were to title this, I would call it Blaze of Fire. Blaze of Fire. Let me pray real quickly. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this word. Bless the speaker. Empty me out and fill me up with your Holy Ghost right now, Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, my Lord, my most faithful and blessed Redeemer. Amen. You know, when I was looking at this scripture, I mean, I had glazed upon it many times, read about it, even did a play where I played one of the three men that were being sentenced to this furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I actually played in a play where I played one of them. Don't remember which one, I just know I played one of them. My thing about this scripture has always been interesting. You know, made me think about the bowing, how a lot of people kneel during the flat, you know, during the pledge, during that moment. And I always think about that. And I'm like, okay. Do I stand? Do I sit? Do I kneel? First off, just want to let everyone know that you have a choice. Don't let anybody think that you don't have a choice. Don't let anyone force you into it. You know? I was reading the commentary on this, and boy, it actually laid out like eight things that we could have done through this. So all the choices and chances, you know, and, you know, eight quote-unquote excuses that they could have used to bow to the statue to save their lives. If that saving their lives were way more important, if you were selfish enough to want to save your life and not stand against standing for a principle, that is still your choice. But, you know, one of the things it says, they'll bow but not actually worship the idol. In other words, it's kind of like you're just bowing down, but that doesn't mean that you're really bowing to, bowing to the idol. But, you know, it's kind of like saying, and that's one way of looking at it. Then the other one said, well, we won't become idol worshipers, but we will worship this image this one time and then ask God for forgiveness. You know, that's a good one, too. That's a very good one when you think about it. See, part of this sermon for me today is to kind of like break down what they said. So you're going to have to forgive me if it doesn't sound like like an actual sermon. So, but anyway, but what I got from that one is, you know, I'm like, okay, that's good, you know, but, you know, at the same time, think about it now. If you publicly tell everybody that I am not going to do this, and then you do it, you know, those very people, unless you had a very good conversation with them, a come to the Lord kind of conversation with them, they're not going to understand it. They're going to think that you sold out. You know, you say you're not going to do this, and the next thing you know, you do the opposite of what you said you were going to do. What the world is going on here is what you're going to be saying. Why should I believe anything you say out of your mouth? You're going to go back to the Lord and ask for forgiveness? Poppycock. You know, that's just crazy crap, according to certain people. And that's one of the last things you want to do is just come straight out and just do the opposite. You know, then the third thing that it said, that the king, you know, the third excuse that the commentary brought out was, the king has absolute power and we must obey him. God will understand. Well, you know, God may understand. And, you know, and God may even forgive. But God will also be saying, I thought you were standing for the principles in which I've instilled upon you. Why is it that now, you know, now at this very moment where I need you to truly stand for me, you're taking a knee? Uh-oh. When I say taking a knee, I'm not speaking against those who kneel, you know, when it comes to that part of any program where they want you to respect the flag. I'm not saying that. They may respect the flag to a degree, but they also say, you know, also respect my choice to stand for a principle, to let everyone know that there's something going on here and there's something wrong with this. I cannot continue to stand for something that is not respecting my principles as well. I can't respect someone else's principle if you're not respecting mine. That's the bottom line thing right there. That's just my opinion. There are probably others that actually will say, good point. Now, the fourth thing that the commentary mentioned was, the king appointed us. We owe this to him. Yeah, the king may have appointed you. You know, the president may appoint you. The pastor may appoint you. Your boss may appoint you. Owing it to them, that's kind of like saying all the skills and all the things and all the accomplishments that got me there are based upon what? It's not based on my own merit? You mean I have to sacrifice everything that makes me for them? To bend down to their will? Well, that means I must be one brainwashed puppy. That's what it sounds like. I'm not saying that that's true, but that's what it would sound like. That you're some kind of brainwashed puppet. And nobody wants to be a puppy or a puppet. So, when you think about that, that's kind of like a gray area for some, but it's not really. Because when you think about it, king appointed you. True. But then again, your marriage should take you further than where they appointed you. You only make the king look better. In some instances, and in this case, I guess it was making the king look bad. No, you picked me for what reason? Because you thought I was easy? So you start asking yourself those kind of questions. Fifth, this is a foreign land, so God will excuse us for following the customs of the land. That's another icky one. Another icky excuse when you think about it. What does it say again? This is a foreign land, so God will excuse us. You know, a lot of slaves, they came from a foreign land. Many of them already praised God. Slave owners didn't know that. So they tried to force them to believe in the same God, actually, but look at him differently. Now, I say it like that because when you think about it, when they didn't, there was already a language barrier. They didn't understand our language, and we didn't understand our language. The slaves didn't understand the slave owner's language no more than they understood the slave's language. So it's kind of interesting. I I would love to have been a fly on the wall for that one. I would not have loved to have experienced it, but on any side. But, you know, to force somebody from their land, their homeland, be it whether or not they were sold to these guys or not, and then, but to be forced from your land, all you know, to a land you've never been before, and being forced into a mindset and a lifestyle that is 100% different, 360 degrees different from what you know. I couldn't imagine how they felt, you know, and that's why they probably like, okay, I'm going to follow the customs to a degree. I'm going to follow it to a degree. When I'm around you, yes, I'm going to do exactly what you tell me. But when the way we're going to do our thing and try and recapture some semblance of what it was like to be free and be at home. I know that I went somewhere else with that, but, you know, that's where God wanted me to go with that. Sixth thing. Our ancestors set up idols in God's temple. This isn't half as bad. Yeah. Your ancestors, and according to this excuse, I will have to say this. Yeah, the ancestors set up idols in God's temple, but then again, they weren't really represent. They only did that out of fear, out of isolation, and out of the fact that they didn't knew nothing. They did not really know God when they set up those idols in the temple. They were basing it on some other things because they're like, well, this is too unknown for me. We're going to go back to the known and where we came from, Egypt. At that time, you know, they were like, oh, we're going to go back to doing this. We're going to go back and worship the idols like Pharaoh did. Because things happen. Things happened well for us under Pharaoh until this Moses guy came and pulled us away, saying that the ultimate God said so. But we haven't heard from him. We haven't seen him. You know, we may have seen, quote unquote, seen him do the parting of the sea, Red Sea. But after that, we haven't seen much. Ain't heard much. So we're going to go back to this. You want to be careful when you do that. You don't want to go back to the idols. You don't want to go back to that just because you see certain things in certain places. Like some people go to certain, certain churches, and they see all this stuff, and they, woo, they got all this stuff. Man, the church is getting money. Be careful with that thinking. That's idol worshiping. You're worshiping the chalice. You're worshiping what? The pulpit. I don't know what you may be worshiping, but that ain't something to worship. Okay, now the seventh thing is we're not hurting anybody. Yeah, you are. You're hurting everybody who's looking up to you. You know, there's a lot of people in your life that's looking up to you. Don't know who it is. And sometimes you don't know who it is, but there's always somebody watching you from afar. I couldn't tell you how many times I've had a young person come back to me years after I was probably a youth minister to them or whatever, and they come back to me and tell me how much they looked up to me. You know, part of me is like blown away because sometimes I look at my walk and I say I haven't done a great enough job because I'm always jumping, you know, from church to church, but it's not because I jumped from church to church for different reasons and not knowing that, not feeling, because maybe I didn't feel appreciated where I was at the time. And to have someone from that previous church come to me and tell me that, you know, it humbles me and it makes me feel a little bit remorseful because I did not stick around to try and help nurture them instead of looking at me too so much and saying, man, I'm not where I want to be or need to be, blah, blah, blah. And I was where I was supposed to be and not realizing until afterwards. You know, and I have to pray to God right away for forgiveness. You know, so, and I still struggle with that to this day. But you know what, I'm doing way better today than I did in the yesteryear. So that's a great thing. And the eighth thing they said, if we get ourselves killed and some pagans take our high positions, they won't help our people in exile. You know, that's very selfish. That's a selfish excuse. In other words, we get ourselves killed and some other people take our positions, they won't be able to help our people. You know, sometimes taking a stand is helping the people. I mean, think about it. If they didn't take this stand, we might not have heard this story. That's one thing you have to think about. And you know what I could pull from that? That'd be like the first point. First point of this blaze of fire. You know, blaze of fire. Yeah, blaze of fire or blaze of glory. Either or. Thing is, you know, what are you doing this for? Being selfish? Are you going to be selfish or selfless? In order to go toward your purpose with a blaze of fire and a blaze of glory, you got to do it for selfless reasons. You know, if you want to be selfish, have at it. Have at it. Be selfish. Take the knee, in this, according to this story. Take the knee, or in the case of today, take the stand, put your hand on your chest, and pledge. And you don't know who you're pledging allegiance to. If your beliefs are opposite of what you're pledging for, or pledging to, then it's going to show. Think about that. Point number two. You know, if you're going to do a blaze of glory, blaze of fire, you know what? Remember God. Remember God. Because without that, being selfless is also equally pointless and purposeless. Got to remember that. And also, for point three, keep the faith. Keep the faith, guys. Keep the faith. If anything, that is the best message I could ever give anyone today. I pray that wherever you are, if you have not accepted Jesus, I pray that this day that you do. And be it whether you're in Germany, Africa, on the other side of the United States, Canada, wherever, whoever's listening to this, I pray that you connect with a worship center today, with a person that God is anointed, has definitely anointed to bring the word for you and to you. God bless you guys. When we come back, we say hello. Hello to you again. Well, guys, hi there. I'm Brian C. Pusey again for Safe Haven Podcast. Just want to let you guys know that we will be back on the next one. It's going to be more topics. Hopefully, we get some feedback in the future. I don't know exactly how we're going to do that right now, but I know that when we get that opportunity, you all will be the first to know. All right, guys. In the meantime, you be blessed. Never be stressed. And oh, yeah, check out all the former podcasts that I've done in the past. We talk about all the great ones. Talking about the music podcast, some of the shutdown podcasts. You name it. You listen to it, guys. You're doing me a grand favor. Also, if you're interested in starting your own podcast, check out anchor.fm for more information. Yeah, I'm doing a little free sponsor thing. I actually am a sponsor kind of guy. You know, I gotta get the bills paid a little bit. I gotta do this a little bit more than I normally do. And no, this little segment here that I'm recording has nothing to do with that. I just wanted to do that so I can add another sponsor segment so I can make more money. All right, guys. You want to make money, I want to make money. You want to reach out to people, I want to reach out to people. Cool. Peace.
Yay! This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.